Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce four uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show.
Well, another one bites the dust, and guess what? They were connected to the Clintons, as we have more surprising eye-opening news coming from the Daily Mail that is reporting that a very close associate to Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton that were working together, the man that personally allowed Jeffrey Epstein into the Bill Clinton White House seven times personally himself, was just found dead, hanging, and shot with a shotgun simultaneously. How does that happen? Well, they knew the Clintons. Anything could happen at that particular time and moment.
Hold on. Lots of conspiracy. I'm not going to sit here and entertain these conspiracy theories. Clearly the man hung himself and then took his shotgun out as he was choking and shot himself.
Yes. Just like Gary Webb and all these other prominent luminaries that go missing or have mysterious deaths or mysterious robberies and circumstances. And, of course, the conspiracy theories are buzzing here. But the details here are very important to look at, especially with a lot of information being hidden away from the general public. This is why there's conspiracy theories. There wouldn't be conspiracy theories if there was transparency and accountability. The Daily Mail has actually issued a Freedom of Information Act request for the documents surrounding this particular case. They were denied. The photos, the illustrations of what actually happened here is being denied by the family involved here because they don't want to spread more conspiracies. But by doing so, they are spreading this. So again, anything could happen here. A lot of the weird things are happening, especially with the Clintons, especially when they have so much power, especially when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein. Is it a coincidence? Could be. Let's be intellectually honest. Okay. Anything is possible here, but this is a big story that a lot of people are paying attention to.
A Bill Clinton advisor who admitted Epstein into the White House seven times, hung himself, and then shot himself with a shotgun.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the information and the photos and details are not being released to the general public.
Well, the family doesn't want them to. I don't blame the family for not wanting the photos released.
Well, of course, they wouldn't release it to the general public. Yeah, usually media has a rule not to show gore, but it would verify the story and more people would ask questions. And the family is on record saying, we don't want the photos or the video going out to journalists because this is going to spread more conspiracies. So they believe that people seeing photo evidence will spread more conspiracies about what actually happened here. Now again, when's the last time that this person talked to the Clintons? Were the Clintons connected here? Who knows? But there could be an aspect to this story that there could be some kind of freak accident that this story could be true. And this guy could be living at the end of his life, could be dealing with some kind of financial situation, a physical situation, wanting to end his life literally, or he could just feel depressed because he was a part of something that was actually very sinister. He was allowing Jeffrey Epstein, a known rapist of children, into the White House personally himself.
Look at what they say in the Daily Mail. They said, his death adds to the number of close associates of the former president and first lady who have died unexpectedly, many in small plane crashes. The phenomenon has led to a conspiracy theory called Clinton body count, which even has its own Wikipedia page.
Yep. And there's a website.
How many have died in small plane crashes?
So, well, Well, we have to look up that exact number, but the Clinton body count website that I saw just before going on the show had 46 individuals that were questionable. There's other people that are very conspiracy-minded. Some people are saying the list is over 400, but they include lists of celebrities that are absolutely ridiculous and not connected to this. I think we need more transparency, more accountability from the government, and I don't think we're getting it, especially
What's the website?
I think if you just look up Bill Clinton body count, it'll come up. It might not up on Google, but it might come up on Brave. Google now censors.
Or DuckDuckGo?
No, DuckDuckGo also censors news from independent media and only promotes the corporate liars for the PR ruling establishment.
So I'm not conspiracy minded, but the little writing underneath the picture says it was a shotgun blast to his chest?
Yes.
What? How do you do a shotgun blast to your chest?
And a hanging.
While you're hanging, that's not possible.
That's pretty strategic.
Well, was it? Was
but
it
let's a say that the sh- let's say that that shotgun? Happened before, and then that caused you to fall. Like that's how you planned it. How would you get?
If it's a sawed-off shotgun, I guess.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But, I mean, all right, it's but was it? We don't know. We don't have any evidence of it. We should.
Say, it's very counterintuitive, though, because if you're trying to make something look like a suicide, why would you shoot the person in the chest with a shotgun while they were hanging?
That's
sending
a good question.
A message. Yeah. Sending a message that Gary Webb was the guy. He got shot twice in the head, and they ruled it a suicide. That, that was him, right?
Yep.
The idea is when the media comes out and says it was a suicide, you go, I get it, I get it.
Yeah, Michael Hastings.
We can kill you and erase you.
Yeah, Michael Hastings was another big one. Lots of unanswered questions about that specific death. Gary Webb shot twice with a shotgun.
No, it was a handgun.
I thought it was.
I was going to say, like a handgun's actually.
I thought
possible.
It was a shotgun. Let's look up the details, just so we know the exact things here. But he exposed Iran-Contra and how the CIA was running crack cocaine into poor neighborhoods all throughout the country and arming
two gunshot wounds to the head.
Gunshot? Are you sure there wasn't?
That's what it says. .38 revolver.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was
placed near
on
his right ear. The first shot went through his face and exited his left cheek. The coroner's staff concluded the second shot hit an artery.
And again, could be possible. But we should always try
to. It's like South Park when the episode where the guy shoots himself.
Oh my gosh!
It doesn't kill him. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, also, yeah, yeah.
The and he's like, and then he does it again.
Yes.
Also,
people think gunshots to the head and they assume to the brain. But like, you can shoot yourself in the wrong part of the head.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. There's some people that survive gunshots to the head.
Yeah, to the brain.
I saw a guy who got an arrow through the brain.
Yeah,
it like went right through the middle. So he like survived.
Yeah, there's people living with parts of their brain that have been destroyed from crashes and accidents. So, you know, anything is possible here. But for the conspiracy minded, I think the thing that we could always do is call for more transparency, information, data, evidence. And I don't think it's wrong to ask questions. We shouldn't be jumping to conclusions. It could be that this guy was legitimately depressed. He had a shot off shotgun and he wanted to make sure that he did the job effectively. He might have felt bad because he was, seeing Jeffrey Epstein, seeing Bill Clinton, who ditched Secret Service protection numerous occasions in order to fly on the Lolita Express. Bill Clinton, who, of course, again, was hanging out with a man that was procuring small children to rape to very powerful individuals and was using that for his own political and financial purposes. So, you know, you look at the Jeffrey Epstein saga, you have a lot of horrible, nasty individuals and a lot of people being eliminated in an unjust way. Jeffrey Epstein, again, what happened to him? Jean-Luc Bernay, again, what happened to him? Surveillance cameras stopped working. There's a failure on so many levels when it comes to the protocol that was supposed to be practiced. And we're supposed to be told that these people who had all this dirt on all these politicians, on the Clintons, died mysteriously. This is why we have so many questions. The mainstream media breeds, the establishment, the government breeds conspiracy theories because this is the logical realm that a lot of people go to in the absence of evidence, transparency, and accountability in a destructive state that doesn't give a damn about them and only wants power for themselves.
Well, we can talk about this other story that's getting a lot of traction right now, too. We have this one from mirror.co.uk. Woman 31 who went to gym and walked 10,000 steps a day dies suddenly in sleep. They said it was put down as sudden adult death syndrome, SADS. Aww. It's actually sudden arrhythmic death syndrome. And they think that she had a heart attack in her sleep. And then that's it. It happens.
Yeah. What do you think about this?
I am about that age. Don't go to the gym and do not walk 10,000 steps a day. So that's not very promising.
But this is happening a lot.
Did you hear about the 19-year-old lacrosse star who just dropped dead?
Yep.
Oh, that's right. I don't know what the definition of a lot is, but there's been a couple.
Well, there is a lot, specifically when it comes to the data provided by insurance companies that are becoming more worried since younger people, especially between the ages of 25 and 35, have been dying at a very rapid rate. I believe the stat is an 80% increase in the mortality of what would be considered young people that has been going up dramatically within the last few months. So if you look up insurance companies 80% death, I think you'll be able to find it. Whether this is deaths of despair, death of fentanyl, death of obesity, who knows? But there are a lot of healthy people that are also going down. A lot of conspiracy-minded people automatically say that it was the vaccine that did it. And, you know, they have some, room to say that, especially with how horrible Pfizer and all these other big pharma companies have been, along with the FDA hiding the data from the American public.
Does it say if she's vaccinated?
I know that. It does not. I know the story you're talking about, Luke, but I can't find it.
Yeah. Rise in non-COVID deaths was, you know, one of them. But these were insurance companies listing the overwhelming huge increase of young people dying. I remember talking to a doctor about this, and he tried to blame it all on obesity.
Rise in non-COVID-19 deaths hits life insurers.
Yeah,
companies believe lack of medical treatment during pandemic has contributed to deaths from other causes. I actually talked to a guy about this, and I think he was saying he warned the Biden administration to tell him to fuck off, and the Trump administration. I think he was like, he thought the Biden administration would change it, but he was saying, like, hospital capacity being limited is going to result in excess deaths across the board.
Of course.
So here, you want to hear something crazy? Do you know what the leading cause of decreasing murders was? What was the number one technological advancement that lowered the amount of murders happening in the United States? What do you think it would be, Brandy? Oh.
I don't know.
I know the answer to this. Yeah, I'm not going to ruin it.
Yeah.
So murders have been going down dramatically.
Yeah.
Why do you? What technological advancement do you think resulted in less people being murdered?
Oh my gosh. Something.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Tim. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/TIM.
In hospitals. Like, that saved lives before they could actually die and be counted as a homicide? No?
Do you know Seamus? I know the answer. Do you know?
I could be mixing two things up. I've heard that when cities replace their yellow lights with white lights. Well, is it the light bulb? The fact that people could see outside at night?
No. Linda, do you know?
I do know, yeah.
Technological advancement that has stopped homicides.
So you're on the right track by saying that it stops people from dying before they're able.
Okay, so it doesn't stop people from getting shot. It stops them from dying.
Yes.
Ah. It's a technological advancement. Something that we use every day.
Vaccines.
Too much. No.
We use every day.
You have
you use it. You have one.
Oh, yeah. That's the first thing I thought. Why did I say that?
Yeah.
When
I was worried. I was like, is it obvious?
The murder rate dropped dramatically after cell phones became prominent, not because people were being people were trying to kill each other less, but because after you got shot, you could call 911 immediately.
Faster. Yeah.
Okay.
And so all of a sudden, ambulances were getting there in time and saving lives. So,
makes sense.
What they're saying now is, with the hospitals being overloaded, you had some dude who might fall down the stairs, and they rush him to the hospital, and they're like, sorry. Mm. And so then that dude who would have lived dies.
Yeah.
So now you're seeing a ton of young people die. That is totally different from the stories we keep seeing about healthy, fit young people having heart attacks or these soccer players. Mm-hmm. Like the soccer player thing keeps getting crazier. But, you know, the crazy thing is it's still not that many, though, right? I know everyone's thinking, they're thinking vaccine or whatever. But even if it was the case, it's like, so there was 30 people last year and there's 40 people this year who, like, collapsed playing soccer.
Well, there has been a rise in myocarditis and heart inflammation, especially in younger teens and adults, especially males. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have linked that to, of course, the pushing of the COVID-19 vaccine, which there has been scientific studies highlighting a correlation to the point where some countries have even banned teenagers and young boys from even being vaccinated with specific brands because of this correlation that they admitted to. Other countries are still allowing those vaccines that some countries have banned to be used on teenage boys. So there is something to consider here, especially when it comes to the spike proteins, especially when it comes to the immune response and the tinkering of people's immune system that is being experimented on by these rushed vaccines that we still don't know the long-term consequences of, and we will be seeing and feeling them for a very long time. In the United Kingdom, they released the vaccine data highlighting specifically a lot of the people who took the vaccine had a higher risk of hospitalization, higher risk of getting sicker, higher risk of dying. That's the data from the United Kingdom. Here in the United States, the FDA, we're not going to release that data. Nope. They publicly said, we're not going to release any of this stuff because it's going to spread conspiracy theories. The UK did. The UK, surprising data from COVID. And that's one thing. I can't believe I'm saying this. The UK government did a good job releasing the data. Releasing data and calculating
Luke's
it.
Saying government did a good job.
Calculating the data. And to the point where the mainstream media, I think the Telegraph, was saying that we need to censor this public data because it's spreading too many conspiracy theories. Mm. And the data was specifically showing the vaccinated, hospitalized, died more than the unvaccinated.
Well, it's amazing how many conspiracy theories turned out to be actually true.
Exactly.
Just in the past year. Yeah.
Walgreens also had very interesting data coming out highlighting this, specifically showing the people who were vaccinated and not vaccinated and their larger causes and effects.
I'll have to look into that. Was there anything specific you had in mind?
It was specifically showing the people who are not vaccinated and the people who are vaccinated in those specific realms of hospitalizations, deaths, and severe cases of COVID. So, again, look at Israel, one of the most vaccinated places in the world, dealt with COVID in the most severe kind of way, more than a lot of other places, comparatively like India and Africa, that didn't have such an overwhelming negative response to COVID. So there's a direct link and correlation. Again, correlation does not prove causation with the amount of vaccines used and the amount of how horrible COVID hit specific communities that were vaccinated.
Well, I don't know about none of that, but let's talk about drag queens and kids.
Woo! Oh,
boy. So did you guys see what happened in Dallas?
Yes. Disgusting.
They're grooming kids.
Jail. All of them. Yeah. Jail. Everyone in that room.
No question. Agreed. No question.
Yeah.
So, and this is textbook grooming. Yeah. So we have this video.
Dollar bills?
Textbook grooming. The drag grooming is not. This is what these leftists try to claim. Grooming is not when a sex worker pulls out their junk for a child.
That's just assault.
That's just sexual assault.
Oh, yeah, that's just a crime.
Grooming is when you introduce all of the elements of sex work to
make
a child.
Cool.
Yep.
Make it okay.
So you can make it normalized. So in this drag show, it says it's not going to lick itself on the wall.
Yes. Yikes.
And the drag performer is, you know, shaking their junk and their hips. And
their ass is hanging out. They're wearing fishnets.
And thongs.
Yeah, yes.
This is normal. Like,
yep.
Well, and this is getting, I don't know what it is, Discovery Plus. We were chatting about this before the show. Have you seen Generation Drag?
Yep.
So they got Generation.
Well, I've seen of it.
Yeah, they got Generation Drag, which follows these kids and their parents across the country participating in like drag shows, which reminds me of what is the other Toddlers and Tiaras.
Yeah,
yep.
Which I think is bad too. But this is, I mean, it's insane. These poor kids, and then they've got another drag show about a drag queen who's an adult, which I do not care at all.
Whatever. Yeah.
Who's like opening up some hotel in Las Vegas? So I don't know if they're just promoting more of these because it's Pride Month, but I mean, this is insane. The did you see the Jason Rance story on the in Washington State there is a school board like member or director who also owns a sex shop?
Yeah.
You know, with dildos and stuff.
Yeah.
She did, I had to explain in case he hadn't been to a sex shop. She hosted an open mic night. She wanted to host an open mic night at her sex shop for LGBTQ youth. Like 0 to 18.
Yeah. Oh, crazy. I heard about that.
Yeah.
And we need to explain what a shaft cam is.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm assuming it is a camera that shows your private parts, but I just don't know where this is or how that comes up so often.
I'm not an expert in this. Seamus, you could take this one.
So was there or has there ever been a shaft cam?
Of course not.
No.
So why do they talk of the shaft cam?
To make you read it.
To make you read it and be salacious.
I fell for it.
I think it all started with... The Ian Pork Missile comment that people were making. And then it turned into the Ian Shaft Cam. And then somehow it went on to me. And it's the Luke Shaft Cam.
Goes everywhere.
Shaft Cam.
And
it's a camera on your penis.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
That's
is it like a little GoPro or I don't know what's really going on here.
You really want to know there, don't you?
I'm so curious. Well, I get a lot of foot cam comments too, and I'm like, yo, you really don't want to see my feet. I got like big feet.
That's the thing I said. Nice. I have like long toes. Sorry if you have a foot fetish.
Yeah, so in Texas, they're trying to make this illegal.
They should make it illegal.
Well, I think Jack Posobiec pointed out that this is already illegal. Like, you are not allowed to bring children into establishments that have
21 and
of
up.
Sexual nature
of
occurring.
Course,
21
yeah.
and up. Yeah.
Yeah. Giving them dollar bills, how sick and fucked up do you have to be to give dollar bills to children and be like, okay, give it to this drag queen
stick
dancer.
This is how far it's gone.
Fucking
like,
sick, man.
This is just happening out in the open. They were comfortable doing this out in the open.
Yeah.
That's where we are.
The defense on Twitter was that the little girl that was sticking dollar bills in the G-string was not that performer was not a trans performer. That was just a lady.
Oh, it makes it better.
That's fine.
That's
cool.
Still, like, who in their right mind will think that this is okay? And a lot of these parents are pathetic fucking punks that are too afraid to say shit about this. They think it's trendy. They think they're going to go on Instagram and be like, look how cool and woke I am. And the algorithm will, of course, promote you. All of those people, fucking jail. Right now. What you see there also, you know, I don't want to pick on people, but you see a lot of single mothers there. A lot of them are obese. And I think there's a correlation between obesity, single family parenthoods, to this larger debauchery, bullshit, social media mind control programming that thinks that this is okay. So these are destroyed people that are living destroyed lives, pushing the destruction of their children's lives as well.
Mm-hmm. And you just wonder what it's going to do for the midterms. I mean, parents are already mobilized over education during the pandemic.
Gas prices matter way more.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like, there are parents there with their kids there.
It's disgusting, but on top of that, it's like, you're correct that people are going to lose their minds over gas prices and I think food prices as well, but they don't have a single social issue on their side either, right? Like, everything they're trying to push for is horrifically disgusting. They are abusing children in front of us and telling us that we should accept it and it's not weird.
Have you seen the price of gold lately? It's hitting all-time highs. And when it comes to investing in gold, check out Noble Gold Investments. They have a track record of excellence that's second to none. Just look at their thousands of five-star reviews on Trustpilot, Google, and the Better Business Bureau. Customers rave about their knowledgeable staff, smooth investment process, and life-changing results, which you can see for yourself online. That's the kind of reputation you can count on. But it's not just about the reviews. Noble Gold Investments truly care about their clients. They take the time to understand your unique needs and goals, and they give expert guidance every step of the way. That level of personalized service is rare in this industry. Look, when it comes to securing your financial future, you can't afford to take chances. Go with the gold company that has earned the trust of countless investors. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/timpool today and discover why Noble Gold Investments is the only choice for smart, secure gold investments. Or give them a call at 877-646-5347. Again, that number is 877-646-5347.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Yeah. Absolutely. And they're doing it right in your face.
It is like, you know, when they talk about grooming in schools, mm-hmm. you have to try to explain someone how it's grooming because they don't understand this.
Obvious.
When you tell a child it's not going to lick itself, they go,
what
okay.
the fuck?
Yeah, this is the topic that I did on LukeUncensored.com, my video, and the whole video, I'm just fucking screaming. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you heard me from the parking lot.
I heard you on the
parking
lot.
Are you fucking kidding? I just went fucking crazy. Because I saw the videos for the first time, and I had a genuine reaction, and I think my video is literally just me freaking out cursing.
Well, what I like about this lawmaker, even if it is already technically illegal, what I like about them trying to do a bill is, imagine the debate on this. You're going to have to put Democrats on the record if they want to push against it. I love it. I love it.
Make them defend this.
100%.
They will.
Yeah.
I know, but I want to see it, and then it's on video, and then it's on the record.
A few years ago, there was an attempt to make to add a P to LGBTP for pedophile.
Yep.
And the left said it was the far right trying to trick people. And now here we fucking are. Exactly what they were doing is happening now.
Yep.
They just call them MAPS, minor attracted persons.
Yeah.
The corporate media is arguing for them.
I think it was Jesse Kelly said 10 years, full-blown pedophilia will be normalized by these
Seems
people.
Seems like a too big a window.
Yeah, too big. I was like, what are you talking about?
5 years, 2 years?
They already have. Let me fucking show you this fucking video. What's this fucking kid's name? It's Nemans Quinn or something, drag. Let me see. What's his name? Nemus? Was it Nemus?
The drag queen? The drag queen, I think it was. I think I saw their Instagram handle there.
Let me try and find this. I wasn't going to tweet about it, but...
Oh, I remember this. Oh, from a while ago.
They're fucking pedophiles.
It's from a while
They're
ago.
They're fucking grooming your children.
Yeah.
This image has been around for years. Yeah. Queen Lactatia. A little fucking boy named Queen Lactatia. What the fuck does Lactatia mean? They are sexualizing your children because they are grooming them, and you sit down at your job. I understand life is hard. But when people come to me on Super Chat and are like, I can't afford to leave my job. My kid needs to stay in school. Yeah. Fine. Yeah. Well, your kid is with fucking groomers who want to fuck your children. And they're not going to come out right now. And they're not going to just scream they're going to do it. They're going to groom them. They've already defended this image of a small child they call Queen Lactatia standing with a naked adult man. They defend that. Now they have drag performers dancing over a sign saying it's not going to lick itself, while the parents of these kids give them money to stick in their underwear. They're grooming your kids. They are trying to introduce them to whatever they can argue is socially acceptable, so that the kids grow up in a sex culture that has been normalized, and then by the time they're 13 or whatever, they're like, what's the problem? You've been doing this your whole life. That's what grooming is. How can this image have been on the internet for years and we still have this debate? Show that to your Democrat parents when they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's fake news. Hey, Dad. Hey, Mom. Here's a picture of a 9-year-old boy with an adult naked man at a drag performance. Do you want to defend that, you fucking sick pieces of shit?
I hate to see it, but I wish I could see that unblurred.
It's pretty bad.
It's what the fuck is wrong with these people?
Yeah, and this is what they're pushing.
Pedophiles.
And it's been for years. Like, we have been making this argument for years, right? And people have been saying this for years. They call it the slippery slope. It was never a slippery slope, but just a cliff. We went right over it.
Yeah. Well, would you let your kid strip? Or would you let your kid go to a strip club, like your little girl in a bathing suit, and have people put dollar bills in her bathing suit? If you asked a parent that, my guess is they'd say no. And then you show them that and they treat it differently.
You know what fascinated me about the pictures of the 5 or 6-year-old girl putting dollar bills into the G-string of this burlesque dancer?
Oh, he had a small piece of fabric over his genitals. I'm sorry.
Oh.
There was a father
in the background and a mother taking a picture of this monetary exchange. And I said, this stripper is not the worst person in this picture. The worst people in this picture are the parents who are watching this happen.
True.
The worst people in this picture are the parents and the father. Oh my gosh, that's my blood.
We have the images unblurred on Twitter.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Is this the same child that was making the ketamine reference?
Or was that Desmond.
Desmond the Amazing, I think.
So this nude man has a small piece of fabric over his junk.
Yeah, to me that hits different too. That's the one parents need to see.
It's still equally as fucked up.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, Desmond is amazing, I think, was the one who was talking about doing ketamine and making a gesture of snorting shit.
Yep. And also was the one stripping, I think, or dancing provocatively on the corporate media.
Have you seen the detransitioning threads?
Yeah, I was nightmare. Reading some of
those. There's one nightmare, on Reddit that went viral.
Nightmare fuel. People being like, my life is destroyed.
People getting infections every 3 months or so because of the transition surgery.
Exactly, because of what they're doing to their bodies.
Yeah.
It's not how you, that is not how your body is supposed to function.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy what's going on there, and it's normalized, you know, and people are like, this shows you how sick and crazy the corporate media establishment could get. And then, you know, you add in Jeffrey Epstein, the angle of the pedophiles, the angle of what the ruling establishment has been doing. How can you not say that there's not an element of some kind of satanic demonic force here other than pure fucking evil, right in our fucking face? And, you know, I think a lot of it has been behind the scenes. They've been hiding the Epstein, not trying to talk about him. But I think they're trying to normalize this larger child rape, child abuse, demonic, satanic bullshit that they truly do believe in. Because there's no other way to excuse this. How else do you understand this other than pure fucking evil? I can't. I don't understand.
So there's this Twitter thread that was going around that I retweeted. When you read some of these stories from detransitioners or people who are trying to but can't, and they're talking about committing suicide, I'm like, I thought that the argument from the left was like, we got to prevent suicides. Well, what about these people?
Yeah.
You have no answers. You know, how about we prevent these suicides? These people who are like, what is the one? I miss my breasts. Why did no one stop me? Trying to cope with the grief. This person feels completely de-sexed and is a balding, androgynous person with no genitals. Do you know what genital nullification is? It's a type of sex change surgery where they sew everything shut and flatten it out. So you have nothing.
That's literally called female genital mutilation in foreign countries. Literally what they do is they sew it together, make it so that you can't experience any pleasure, and you only have a little tiny hole to pee through.
But it's just amazing. And then you have somebody like, I mentioned Katie Herzog earlier, who does the Blocked and Reported podcast, and they speak out a lot about, you know, detransitioners. But even if you share someone's literal story where they went through it, it's their experience, they regret transitioning. Even if you share someone's firsthand story, you're still like anti-transgender. And you're like labeled, like J.K. Rowling, for instance, even when she shares actual firsthand accounts from people, she's demonized and vilified for sharing it. Well, even though it's somebody's story.
Exactly. And so this is what's hilarious. They will constantly argue that we are trying to erase the existence of transgender people, right? And yet all they do when they encounter detransitioners is try to erase their existence. So what they'll do is they'll take a transgender person and say, look at this tiny, slim minority. Because of this tiny, slim minority, if you have any kind of compassion or care about other human beings, you have to be in favor of completely overturning the existing social order, of completely denying nature, of saying male and female are just these fluid categories you can slip in and out of. But then, when they encounter the minority within their minority, which is detransitioners, how compassionately do they treat them? Do they overturn their newly established social order in favor of that group? Of course not. They callously discard them.
Only certain opinions matter.
Exactly.
That goes for so many things in the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
If people don't stand up, what's going to happen is it's going to be 10 years from now, and you're going to be outside and there's going to be kids doing fucked up shit, and you're going to be like, what happened to this country?
Mm-hmm.
And then 10 years from then, it's going to be 10 times worse. And then 10 years later, it's going to be just slums, crime, shootings, like worse than it already is. The country's falling apart.
People going crazy. People having their nervous system just absolutely rotted from the inside because of all the fucking pollution.
Have you guys ever played BioShock? Are you familiar with BioShock?
I haven't played that one.
Anybody?
Never. Actually, no, I played
Children!
A little bit of BioShock. It's like Ayn Rand, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So in BioShock, there's a city built underwater called Rapture. It's basically like all the rich people, capitalists, go and build this underwater city. Because the city is unrestrained by regulation, science advances rapidly and genetic modification becomes prominent, where people can inject genetic modifications to give themselves powers like throwing fire or telekinesis or whatever. The people keep injecting themselves because there's no regulation, and then eventually they start mutating into splicers. They go insane. You go through this post-apocalyptic city underwater, and these people are all just psychotic, freak monsters running around, like, attacking you like zombies, basically, because they're so addled by drugs. That's what's going to happen in this country. These people are... Right now, we already mass medicate 16-year-old girls. Mm-hmm. They're all put on hormonal birth control, which alters their brains.
Antidepressants
as well, becoming ubiquitous. Now they want to put young boys on birth control as well. You add in hormones. You know what was really, what was interesting? It was pointed out when we had Helena Kirshner, a detransitioner, on the show. Take all of these young women who are pressured socially to transition, and they start popping testosterone. That's going to spike their aggression. Now they're on Twitter, and they're screaming, and they want to fucking punch you in the face. God! Because they're chock full of the highest levels of testosterone possible. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S., with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code POOL at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code POOL at checkout. fastgrowingtrees.com, code POOL. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S., with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code POOL at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code POOL at checkout. fastgrowingtrees.com, code POOL. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Helena said that she was given the maximum dosage within 5 minutes of going to Planned Parenthood.
Wow. Crazy.
So these people are just like ready to punch holes in walls. So they cause problems. They fight. They lose their mind. Imagine what's going to happen when there's tons of people outside just like, ah! They're on steroids. All of these young women are on steroids.
I feel like we saw this in Seattle, in Jazz Chop. Like, we saw people screaming, freaking out, destroying things. Like, they attack the courthouse. This is not the behavior of normal, well-adjusted people. It makes me wonder how many of them were on, like, steroids, testosterone and stuff.
This shit's nightmarish.
Yep. Ugh, dude. And it's only going to get worse.
This August, man. Two more months.
Think about how, you know, we were talking earlier about how you did the podcast with the detransitioner. Like, how worried were you about whether that conversation would be censored, XYZ?
I'm not worried about these things. Like, with that show, if we are going to have a debate on an issue with an actual person and they take it down, fuck them.
Were people cruel to her? Or is it him?
The trans people. Her.
Yeah, her.
Yeah, the trans people went nuts, attacked her, said she was a liar. They still talk shit about her on Twitter and all that stuff. But if we're having a conversation around it from a person who's actually experienced it, they can say what they want to say. And if we get banned for it, you know, fuck them.
That's just amazing that you would even have to think about, like, here's a story from a real person who went through this firsthand. Yep. And people dismiss it. People vilify
it. There's a reason why they ban those conversations, though. Yeah. They want young people to see this. I'll tell you what I think. I think it's so weird that the people who constantly talk about how there's too many people on the planet want you to have not have kids overtly because of environmentalism. Think you should be morbidly obese and you're healthy, that you should eat whatever you want. They think you should castrate your children. They're outright, it's just everything they promote just has the presumably unintended consequences of lowering population growth.
Well, yeah, it's almost as there's a population control agenda out there by some eugenicists who want to get rid of the human population and lower the number of people in the world.
No, they want to get rid of useless eaters.
Well,
that's the theory.
They only want to castrate your kids once they're born. 90% of the time, they want you to abort your kid. And what is it you keep saying? I don't know who originally said this, but the carbon they're trying to eliminate is you.
That's a meme. Yeah. Yeah.
I love
it. You are the carbon they're trying to reduce.
Yeah. It's true.
It's absolutely true. And
well, this has been fun.
Great, yeah.
I just saw the look on your face, like, wow, you are the carbon they're trying to reduce.
Yeah, it's a meme online. But Bill Gates has said this.
Yeah,
it's not a conspiracy theory. He said we need to reduce the amount of population growth,
which is absolutely crazy because we're going to be facing a crisis of civilization because of the lower number of people who are not reproducing.
Yep.
Here's what will happen.
There's going to be some major problems.
The way generations have tended to work. This is fascinating. I was reading about this. The older generation, you know that meme of Abe Simpson, where he's like, I used to be with it, but then what it was changed, and now what it is scary, and it'll happen to you too. And then Homer's like, screw you, old man. That won't actually happen to us. You know why? What's cool will be dictated by the majority demographic, which is likely going to be Gen Z millennial.
Oh, man.
Because millennials aren't having kids, there's not going to be a younger generation to supplant millennials. So this is why I think we see Tom Cruise is 60 whatever years old and keeps doing movies, because he is selling to our generation. We grew up watching Tom Cruise movies. We want to keep watching them. There's no new generation replacing us.
And importantly, the liberal woke SJWs are not having children.
Right.
They can't have children. A lot of them are castrated physically, voluntarily. A lot of them involuntarily.
So think about it this way. A rock concert says, we want to sell the most tickets possible. What kind of performer should we have? We could do Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish is huge with Gen Z. And they say, not only does Gen Z not have much money, there's a comparable population size of Gen Z and millennial. Do millennials. Let's get some Foo Fighters. Let's get Taking Back Sunday and
Rage
Eminem
Against the Machine.
Rage. So they bring those bands on. Then what happens? This will remain true. Millennials will always have more wealth and money than Gen Z will, for the most part. And there's not going to be a large Gen Alpha. So they're going to say, well, there's only like 70% of the size with Gen Alpha. So there's no point in pandering to them. The largest demographic to monetize is going to be millennials. Mm-hmm. So we will not experience that Abe Simpson thing. Our music will remain cool and young people will start adapting to us. Now you see as younger people get older, they jump on Twitter to get involved in politics because they have to be where we are because that's where the market is.
And
that's the future.
Yep. And it's going to be exacerbated by the fact that generally when a consumer group gets older, they start families and have children and they have less disposable income. So you have to market to a younger demographic. Mm-hmm. But that isn't happening with this generation. Nope. And so you basically have a base of permanent consumers.
So it's up to us not to screw things up.
Mm. Well, we got to have kids.
More than we have.
Yeah.
Right?
We got to have a lot of babies.
Kids, working on it. If my boyfriend's watching, I'd like you to marry me soon.
Yeah,
Thank you. Let's go.
Let's get the show on the road.
Let's get it on the road.
Brandy, it's been a blast. Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, no, and I genuinely mean that. Like,
that
I know
you wanted to marry you?
Well, that I do definitely mean, but you know, it's challenging to leave mainstream media in that corporate environment, and it's like a constant non-sleep grind, and I think it speaks a lot about you guys that you platform so many people who are trying to do that, and I just appreciate it.
I got to work for the corporate press for a couple of years.
Yeah.
For like, actually, three, four years.
I was screaming.
Yeah, you were covering Occupy while I was covering Occupy in Seattle.
He was wrong.
He was like, don't work there.
And then I went and worked there. And then I got paid a bunch of money that I used to start a business.
Yeah, but you could have been 3 years ahead. And you didn't need that startup money. You could have been 3 years ahead of where you are now.
That's technically true. The amount of money I saved up, I used maybe like 5% of.
Exactly. You didn't need to do that. Like doing a YouTube channel, you didn't need a studio. Nah. You didn't need all the fancy
stuff. Yeah, but I was making like $5 per video. I needed a job. I had no money. Anyway, thanks to you, this is the job,
and we're
going to keep doing more and more, and we're building. We've got infrastructure projects coming. We're hiring more people, so thank you all so much for supporting our work as members. Share this stuff and encourage your friends to join. It really does help, and we'll see y'all tomorrow.